take a trip inside the teenage mind.
It's like they have a mute button for my voice.
Ugh, so unfair.
Come on, let's hear what they have to say.
Wait, is anybody listening?
Okay, so this episode was recorded on February 16th, 2020. Mama D and Jazzy talk about speaking in front of a crowd, one of Jazzy's biggest fears. She has a speech on Tuesday, and it's Sunday right now, and she hasn't written anything.
Miss Rayleigh, if you hear this, I have already started.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
She has a lot in her brain.
So much.
But she's a procrastinator a little bit, like her mom.
So much. Anyways.
So what is it on?
It's about, well, mine's about ocean pollution.
Ocean pollution. Yeah, that's right. We were kind of making jokes about how to do an intro.
I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm going to go up there and be like,
Mr. Bailey will already have graded your thing by the time this comes out, so you're fine. So don't worry about Mr. Bailey.
No. It's just, I'm scared, for sure. But not really. I just don't want to talk for 3 minutes.
We get you.
What the hell am I supposed to do about
it? It just doesn't stop.
So much pressure, not enough time.
So it's 3 minutes. So how are you going to, like, get it down to 3 minutes? Do you think it's easier to talk for more than 3 minutes or less?
Easier to talk for more than 3 minutes or less? Less.
Yeah. So what would be your ideal amount of time to talk for?
30 seconds or a minute. Yeah. I'm not trying to be up there stuttering and jiggling over there.
Jiggling over there? Are you going to be jiggling in front of the
yeah,
glass?
I'm going to be like, zuh, 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 zuh. Like my legs are going to be like, little, little, little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got this. Okay.
Hey, kiddo, you're not alone.
We got you.
So.
But it's going to be about ocean pollution, and so what's
well, it's okay, so like how bad humans kind of are to the ocean. That we're kind of selfish and like kind of only care about money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Mama D.
This is Adult Teen.
Can we talk to you for a minute?
And like at the cost of the ocean. So yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of true because like, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if everybody just agreed that whatever, this is what we need to do with money, then fix the ocean problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't even take money.
Mm.
I mean, it does because of infrastructures and...
Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our poop goes in there, our trash goes in there.
And we have so
much
trash.
And then we also take stuff out of the ocean. So mm-hmm. It's like we're just killing
mm-hmm.
and like taking. And so, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I have to talk for 3 minutes. I mean, I feel like I could probably do it.
Yeah.
Maybe for like 2 minutes, whatever. I'll take the C for like missing a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't really care. I just want to get it over with, to be honest. I really don't even care if I fail, but I'm just going to go up there and do it, and then I don't really care.
You don't care if you fail? What does that mean?
Like, if I get a bad grade on it, Mom.
You already have a good grade in the class.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And
but, I mean, still, like, whatever. You can do a good job on it, still.
Yeah, but I'm going to be like... Mm-hmm.
She's like the, what, fourth or something like that? Sixth person.
Sixth person.
She's going on, like, the first day, which is... Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I think, like, people are kind of easier on people on the first day-ish.
Ugh, I'm just so scared.
And at least you're not the first person. But then, you know, the reason, you know, you might be scared is because you wouldn't be prepared, right? So one of the things you wrote down on this when we were doing the, like, you know, thing is that...
To be prepared.
Yeah.
But... I will be prepared. It's still nerve-wracking, though.
Mm-hmm. But I would say, like, when you write notes for a speech, write them more in, like, highlight form because, you know, it's really hard to find your place when you go back and you try to find your place in, like, really detailed notes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, improvising was what kind of makes you feel a little bit more relaxed, you know? A little bit of improvising. You know, knowing the information and then kind of just talking like it's like talking to your peers because that's what you are doing in your classroom. right? You know?
Right. Okay. But, like, I was thinking just writing my entire thing on some note cards. Mm-hmm. Just reading it word for word and getting out.
But, I mean, yep. I think...
And I'm going to practice.
Right. And then in see my,
and I'm going to read them.
Yeah. You can read it to
me. Word for word.
You can read it to me word for word.
Word for word. Time myself. Make sure it's close to 3 minutes.
So, but I'm just saying, like, for people that do care about what they might want to get on their speech.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm sure there's been times when you want to get a good grade on a speech, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're talking about one time where she doesn't really want to get a good grade on a speech, which, I mean, I'm like, whatever. I just, at this point, you know, if she's going to pass all her classes and whatever, she's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, the pressure is not coming big time for me because, you know, I feel like she's still figuring it out, what she wants to do, and that's totally fine.
Well, I obviously care what I get on the speech. Like, I'm not going to, like, go over there and just, like...
Yeah, I mean, you said a C. That's what you just said a while back.
Right. Yeah. That's failing. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a fail in the speech.
Yeah.
So. I just don't even like talking in front of, like, or, like, reading something, you know?
I know. But that's why reading is, like, what you shouldn't be doing. Like, if you're not reading it, then you would feel more confident.
But if I don't read it, then I'm just going to say, like, every 2 seconds. I'll be like, and you're like, you know. Because, like, in my head, like, I hear everything I'm saying. But, like, what comes out, it's like, you know what I'm, like, you know?
Right.
That's what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But, you know, you could be aware of that. And if you do it, like, a few times, you would be able to do it without saying, like, you know, as many times. You would say it probably a few times, but...
Yeah, I like, you know.
But, you know, when you notice it, then you catch it and whatever. I just think it'll be easier if you know the information. You write it, and then you just write it, like, on note cards, and then you, you know, you just present it to me a few times. Because you'll know the topics. You don't have to say them word for word, you know.
Yeah, I just have to know facts.
Exactly. And then you just reference, like, a fact, like, oh, you know,
well, okay, because I guess, okay.
Monetary fact.
Yeah, because I just have to, first I have to write an essay. And then I can read that essay, make that essay super long, you know, make sure I have, like, 3 minutes worth of an essay. I feel like, mm-hmm. like, 2 pages, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just shorten that into note cards.
Mm-hmm.
The key points, I guess. I guess I could do that. And then just know my information.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
But that's, like...
Not wing it?
That is kind of winging it, though. Like, it is, like, you know your information, but you're winging the speech part, because then it comes as a natural speech, right? So, like, if you...
I wish you could see my face.
If you're...
Honestly, I talk more with my face.
Say you want to, you know, read it off the paper that you wrote, that's going to be, you know, winging it, kind of, because you're just, like, rah, 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 reading from the paper. And then you might, you know, skip up a little bit because, you know, yeah, whatever. You don't necessarily know the information. But if you write the note cards and you kind of know it, you repeat it a couple times, then you really know the information.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a really good way to practice doing good speeches because, you know, relaying information clearly is really important, right?
Did you have to do speeches in college?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think that's for me.
But, like...
I can't. No.
You might have to take, like, one speech class.
Oh.
You'll be fine.
Oh.
I'll take it with you.
Oh, God.
I'll just be right there. How about that?
Oh, my God.
That'd be super fun. We can do speeches together. I mean, I get nervous before that, but I've definitely done speeches and talked in front of people. I've done, you know, stuff for the hospitals and all those, like, presentations of my own.
I've
definitely been in front of, like hospital big, huge wigs and people that, and, like, gave speeches and on my little, yeah, presentation on what I did, you know, my project.
That's
and whatever.
Terrible.
So I'm just saying, I mean, you know, in a lot of careers, you might have to present information.
No, maybe, but probably, and right. I just... Yeah. right now, I just can't. Okay, just right now.
She dropped the pencil all on you guys.
I know. Sorry. Can you hear the boom?
Dithi was saying if you record in the car, it's like really good. You just sit in the car, you know, because then it's like blocks all the other. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You don't sound like you're in a hall or something or whatever.
Do we sound like we're in a hole?
I don't know. But I listened to this one podcast recently, and she sounded like she was in a hall, and I was like, that's not the biz. Jasmine's sticking the pencil between her.
Cut. Cut.
That's how you cut something. It is. You clap, and then you can easily see where it's at, and then you, like, you know, you do a clap, and it gets a spike in the audio. You see the spike. You can see where, you know, it spikes in audio, and then, you know, you do a clap.
Oh, that's why they do the little thing.
Yeah, the little chopper thing. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why they do the chopper things. See, you can learn something new every day.
Wow.
So many things to learn. Anyway, so after the speech is done, we'll have another segment maybe, or we'll put that on the end of this one. I'm not really sure. And then it'll be about Jazzy and
how it went. So
I'm going to check in again, you know. So
I'm so scared. Anyways, I should have worked on it. Wait, I already worked on it. Mm. I'm already started. I'm super prepared, Mr. Bailey. Just remember, I was super prepared.
Be sure to tune in next time to see how it went. Speaking in front of a crowd, part 2. And remember what Mama D always says. Every day is a new day. So start fresh. Share a smile. Laugh at yourself. And be confident in who you are.